I was in South Florida at the Jupiter Inlet one morning in February. This is north of Palm Beach on Florida's Atlantic side, and where they say the Gulf Stream comes the closest to land. It's great for surfing, beachcombing, or just watching the boats as they navigate the tricky tides to enter and leave the inlet. On this particular day, I noticed from the beach that there were no fishermen at the end of the stone jetty that brackets the inlet opening. This was curious, so I grabbed the underwater film camera I always carried with me, and with my flip-flops crunching on the loose fish hooks that littered the footpath, I headed out to see what was going on. It didn't take me long to discover why I was alone. A major storm had passed through the day before, and although the air was still and the sky was clear and blue, the remnants of the storm's energy could be seen in the form of gigantic waves that were periodically pounding the L-shaped end of the jetty. These monsters were only visible as humps in the open water, but as they approached shallower water, the waves peaked up and then exploded onto the jetty, shooting foam and spray 20 feet or more in the air. The waves were so powerful that even though the jetty was made up of huge granite blocks and concrete, it shuddered as each new wave hit it with a big boom. I was dumbstruck by this display of raw energy, and within minutes was completely drenched from the spray. Luckily, my camera was waterproof, so I positioned myself on the landward side of the jetty's narrow walkway, and I started taking pictures. I tried to time each wave's apex, and in that frozen moment, I found myself looking into a deep green sheet of suspended water that radiated an eerie calmness. I was intoxicated by it, and I had to catch myself more than once from reaching into the beauty of that vertical water mass, which, if I had done it, could have easily swept me off my feet and onto the rocks below. So I was happy, clicking away with my camera as the wave sets rolled in, and smiling at one or two adventurous souls who had cautiously joined me for a moment before shaking their heads and scurrying away to safety. Then, the most amazing thing happened. I had looked down to see that my camera was on its last frame, number 36. When I raised my head again, a lone pelican was just landing on the guard railing directly in front of me. There were no other birds, no other animals, period, to be seen, but here was this magnificent pelican eyeing me. He was still and as peaceful as he could be, seemingly oblivious to the fury and the danger that boiled only a few feet from where he perched. He was looking right at me, seeming to say, "Well, are you just going to stand there, or are you going to take my picture?" And so I did. At the same time I raised my camera to take that last photo, he raised his wings in some kind of pelican pose, and I snapped it. He then immediately took flight just before the biggest wave of the day crashed down and completely buried the railing he was on. That wave also swamped me, and it was only because I was able to grab hold of the guardrail with one hand that I wasn't catapulted onto the jagged boulders beneath me. A day or so later, I got the process slides back, and I was stunned by the images I had captured, and by that splendid pelican saluting me in that moment of magic.